The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to share with you some hadith about ziyara of awliyaullah, like Prophet and Imam Hussein. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, "Man atani zairan kuntu shafi'ahu yawm al-qiyam." Whoever comes to me to visit me, I will be his shafi' on the day of judgment. In another hadith, he said, "Man sallama alayya fi shay'in min al-ard ublightuhu." If someone sends salam to me from any place, I will receive that salam. وَمَنْ سَلَّمَ عَلَيَّ عِنْدَ الْقَابْرِ سَمِعْتُهُ. Also, even if I have physically left you, but I am with you. And even if you go and say salam next to my grave, I will hear. So this is about ziyara of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we have also for ziyara of other members of Ahlul Bayt. For example, about ziyara of Imam Hassan, about Imam Hussein, all of them. Once Imam Hassan alayhi salam asked Rasulullah, "Ya Abata, ma jaza'u man zaraka?" "O father, what is the reward of someone who visits you?" Rasulullah said, "Ya bunayya man zarani hayyan wa mayyitan, aw zara abak, aw zara akhak, aw zaraka." Whoever visits me while I'm alive or physically not alive. Visit your brother, yourself, your father. Kana haqqan alayya an azurahu yawm al-qiyam. Then he has a right, she has a right over me to visit them on the day of judgment. Fa'ukhallisahu min dhunubih. So that I free him from the sins that might have committed. And then about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we have lots of hadith about Imam Hussein. For example, Man zara al-Husayn alayhi salam arifan bihaqqih. If someone visits Imam Hussein alayhi salam while he knows and acknowledges the right of Imam Hussein. Arifan bihaqqih means you know and you acknowledge the right of Imam. The first right of Imam is right of obedience, right of being loved, because لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربة. كتب الله له ثواب ألف حجة مقبولة وَأَلْفَ عُمْرَةٍ مَقْبُولَةٍ. Allah will register for him and give him reward for 1,000 accepted hajj, 1,000 accepted umrah. وَغَفَرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. And Allah will forgive this person who has ma'rifah, an acknowledgement of the right of Imam, will forgive his sins. Another hadith which Ayatollah Wahid Khorasani also mentioned in his advice, which is very interesting, is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Very beautiful hadith. Someone says to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, "Ma liman zara qabr al-Husayn alayhi salam." What would be the achievement? What would be you know, the gift for someone who visits the grave of Imam Hussein. قال كمن زار الله في عرشه is like someone who visits Allah in his arsh. We said if you visit a mu'min is كمن زار الله كتب ابن زوار الله, but this person كمن زار الله في عرشه, because you can meet Allah in different level. You know, sometimes I use this example. I say, if I meet, for example, Allama Tabatabai, how much I can meet him? I can meet him just, I'm seeing an old person. Physically, I meet him. Sometimes I know a little bit about his akhlaq. Sometimes I'm his student or I know his ideas. Sometimes there's someone equal to his knowledge and taqwa. Someone is higher than him. So many people can meet him, but the level of meeting or encounter is not the same. Even I believe my humble idea is that in heaven, when people, inshallah, mu'minin meet Rasulullah, but they don't meet him at different level. When you meet Rasulullah, so there is horizontal meeting and there is vertical meeting. So it's not that everyone who is meeting Rasulullah would benefit the same way. So you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are visiting Allah, but where? This person visits Allah fi arshihi. It's very high. كَمَنْ زَارَ اللَّهَ فِي عَرْشِهِ. Then this person says to Imam Sadiq, what if someone visits one of you, other members of Ahlul Bayt? مَا لَمَنْ زَارَ أَحَدًا مِنْكُمْ أَوْ أَحَدَكُمْ قَالَ كَمَنْ زَارَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. If someone visits us, it's like visiting Rasulullah. So a special privilege is for those who visit Imam Hussein alayhi salam, because Imam Hussein has lots of distinctive things. The late Sheikh Ja'far al-Shushtari has a whole book, Al-Khasa'is al-Husayniyyah. So there are many things that which are Allah has given especially to Imam Hussein. One of them is that, for example, dua under his qubba is accepted. This is a special. One of the things is La yawmaka yawmaka ya Aba Abdullah. Imam Hassan said to Imam Hussein, there is no day like your day. There is no tragedy like tragedy of Imam Hussein. So visiting him also has a special barakah. Then Ayatullah Uzma Wahid mentioned this hadith, and he, with his knowledge of fiqh and rijal, he says this is hadith sahih. Ibn Mahbub from Ishaq ibn Ammar quotes, Sami'tu Aba Abdullah alayhi salam yaqul, I heard Imam Sadiq alayhi salam saying, Laysa nabiyun fis samawati wal ard illa wa yas'aluna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala an yu'zana lahum fi ziyarati al-Husayn alayhi salam. There is no prophet in the skies or on the earth. Maybe on the earth refers to Prophet Khidr. Prophet Khidr is still on the earth. There is no prophet except they ask Allah to give them permission to visit Imam Hussein. فَفَوْجٌ يَنْزِلْ فَفَوْجٌ يَعْرُجْ. They come in different groups. Some come, some return, some descend, some ascend. Even prophets want to visit this place. So there is great barakah in ziyarah, in general ziyarah for the sake of Allah, even ziyarah of ordinary mu'mineen. There is more barakah in ziyarah of pious mu'mineen or graves of pious mu'mineen like sulaha. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, you know, if someone cannot visit us, visits mu'mineen who are salih. And then when it comes to visiting imams and prophets, it's another level, and a special barakah in visiting Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave, mankind's heart it reawaked. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hossein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hossein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Guide, you would be in place of Rasul to restore the sacred bridge. Light, you would radiate in the dark and continue the message. When you passed through arid sand, met foreigners of New York.